welcome back to another episode of Grind, Glam and Games. So guys, today I want to talk about you, I want to talk about me, I want to talk about our emotions and how our attitudes, our mood swings, and just generally everything about the type of person and how it affects our business performances, our relationships, and even our relationships with clients and work ethics in general. So have you guys ever wondered why we do certain things the way we do them? It's important for you to understand yourself and why you act the way you do, you know, especially when running a business. It's important to know your abilities. Do you understand? So yeah, your emotions and your attitudes have a major role to play on how you run your business, and you need to figure out how to make it work for you. You know, you need to know the areas you can handle and the areas you need to outsource, because you can't do everything yourself. You have to be open to letting people help you do stuff, you know. So let's look at how the various temperaments have effect on how we run a business, or how we run a fashion business. Let me speak for myself and what I know. You know, some people have like a creative temperament. You know, this means like they are like always excited, they are very spontaneous when it comes to like creativity, and they are always happy to and satisfied when it comes to creating something new. They are like, even like producing a new collection comes to them easily. They don't waste time, they don't have to think twice. You are always excited when it comes to trying new things, these ones. But then there's an issue. They might have a problem when it comes to like being more practical and like things like bookkeeping, you know, like sales, cost, marketing demands, and other aspects to do that with the business that doesn't require creativity. So it's important for you to know what you need to outsource. Another temperament is the entrepreneurial temperament. If you are a risk taker, always like searching for the best opportunity and partnerships, you know, you fall under this category, you know. Yeah, you fall under this category. These sets of business owners are like driven by ambition, like innovation, and the willingness to like take risks in general, you know. These people can sometimes get caught up in the pursuit for fulfillment that they could just be like so poor in like managing that risk. Do you understand? And even end up getting lost in the essence of the main business. That's the problem, you know, so with these kinds of ones. So yeah, another person or another temperament is the detailed oriented temperament. Now, for example, I can say that the real name is the melancholic or the choleric or whatever. Now, this individual is detailed oriented, you know, they are very thorough in their approach for running anything, you understand? They pay close attention to quality control, production processes, customer service. They want to ensure that the highest standards are met when it comes to their businesses, you know. So now, their temperament may lead them to like focus on operational efficiencies, cost management, and building long-term relationships with like suppliers and the manufacturers also. But at the same time, they might be slow and fail to like get many things done, as they are always like looking for perfection before like beginning anything. They always want to make sure everything is they always like focused on those kind of things, you know. So another one is social influential temperament. Yeah, these ones are good at building relationships and connecting, you know. This serves as like a propelling force for their business. And lastly, we also have the analytical temperament. These individuals are like analytical. They are very like, they rely on data. They want to see like the paperwork, they want to see the blueprints, you know. They want to do the research. They are very strategic when it comes to planning, you know. They make informed decisions in their businesses. They don't just go and jump on it because, oh, they are so excited and whatever. So regardless of whatever category you fall into, you know, you have to like learn to create a balance, and you have to have a team that can also help you to excel in areas that your temperament is making you neglect, you know. So let me know what your temperaments are and how you think it has affected your business. Could it be like in a positive way or a negative way? It doesn't really matter, to be honest, you know. This is your safe space. So feel free and don't forget to share with your friends and subscribe. Have a good Easter. Happy Easter, guys. Bye.